Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call this number 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time, big money on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you could do with your phone over the next few minutes. Trust the brother. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We got our man Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM, coming up at the bottom of this hour. And we will also have a special trash talk by Rob Parker later on in the hour as well to get you all hyped up for Trash Talk Tuesday, which is in the third hour of the show. You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And you can also follow Rob and myself on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. All right, Rob, we had a fan gate last night. All right.
Yes.
The L.A. Lakers,
and
LeBron James.
It wasn't involved in the Patriots because they were always in something gate, right?
Right, right. Spy gate, deflate gate.
What did you call it with the...
What, the camera gate? What was that called?
What?
Spy gate. When I'm talking about the last one at the Bengals game.
Yeah, they called it Spy Gate 2.
Spy Gate 2.
And what was it, Rob G, for owner Robert Kraft? What was that called? Cream Gate? What was that?
Let's just move on, Ron. Let's move on.
All right. Anyway,
what you got?
So LeBron James and the Lakers are playing in Atlanta against the Hawks, and Atlanta's one of the few places where they can have a certain amount of fans. I don't remember the percentage, but they can have some fans there.
Well, you know, fans Georgia and Florida. You know what I mean? They're like,
oh yeah, they like running out happened. Like ain't nothing. Right. So anyway. A longtime Hawks fan who's generally there courtside at games and has gone at LeBron before, he is going at LeBron. Now, I don't know what he's saying, but LeBron thought he crossed the line at one point, said something back to him, and the man's wife. Now, the man, how old is he, guys? 60-something? 66, I think? 60-something. His wife is 25. I'm just saying. All right.
His wife is
and anyway,
Chris, they love each other. You don't know what their relationship is like. What you got some nerve
Rob,
to pass judgment. You know what? Let me tell you how they met. He was walking by the schoolyard with lollipops in his pocket, and somehow she followed him home. Oh, I'm just saying.
Just because you want to marry a 25-year-old at 54. What are you, 57?
I'm not marrying a young woman. You know
you
why,
don't
Chris?
Look at anybody over 35.
No, but I'm not
I've
marrying
been with
a young
you.
Woman.
I've hung with you. I've seen attractive middle-aged women throw you a little rhythm, and you got nothing for them. I'm like, dude, what's up? You know I'm right, Rob.
What?
So anyway.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, and you've said this before, because my daughters are 22, and I can't even fathom. Obviously, there's tons of attractive 22-year-olds out there. I can't even fathom, like, you know, dating if something happened to my wife, a girl that's the same age as my daughter.
No. You that would saying? Be like, weird for you, like, but I don't have any daughters, so it's different. Yes, Big Daddy.
Yeah, because I was going to say, all them women you be going to see on your little dates to these certain clubs.
Right. They're young.
They're young. Right. They're young, Rob. They ain't even 22, some of them. Come on, man. But anyway, let's move on. All right. So anyway, his wife goes at LeBron, and it became a big story. I think LeBron had a great attitude toward it. He kind of laughed it off. He didn't even think they need to be ejected. The security came and eventually ejected those two and their two guests with them from the game. From the arena. But I think, Rob, the woman here, I'm just going to let her play. She went on social media, and here's what she said about the incident.
LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out. And I stood up and I go, don't talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will you up. And he started fighting with me. He goes, shut your mouth. I go, you shut your mouth.
Golly. Now, Rob, LeBron called her courtside Karen. He didn't call her that at the game, but he tweeted it later that courtside Karen was mad. Now, you know, Karen has become kind of a term for racist white women.
Right, because that happened in that. Remember, Chris,
in New York, right? The bird watcher or the dog watcher?
The dog, right? The guy. She didn't have her dog on a leash, and a black guy said, can you put your dog on a leash? That's a law in the state of New York or New York City or New York State. And she was like, called the police and said, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell them that a black guy's harassing me or whatever. And that her name was Karen. And that's really where that came from.
Right. So now, I got to be honest. I think seeing some pictures of her since then, I think she looks white. Right? I thought she might be Hispanic. At first, I thought she might be a light-skinned black person. Then I thought, she could be Hispanic, but
Rob G?
She's probably white. Rob G, what do you think? I think she is white.
I think
she's
like,
very skinny.
Like two shades lighter than Chris. So I guess that's white.
I don't know if she's even lighter than me, but I mean, her
Chris is lighter than some white people.
I am. I definitely am. I mean, I'm lighter than Rob G, even though he's not white. But anyway, okay, I guess she is white. I guess she's white. You didn't have any thoughts, right? She didn't look like she could be Hispanic?
Maybe
I'm thinking because of the guy's name is Carlos. His last name is Carlos. He's Hispanic,
I guess maybe. I mean, she has so much work done. It's hard to tell what she is.
I wonder what she looked like at 17 or 16. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't want to say that, she's had so much work done, but when she sits down, her mouth slams shut. You know what I mean? Everything's pulled so tight.
She has had a ton of work done, man. But anyway, LeBron, here's LeBron after the game about it.
I'm happy fans are back in the building. I miss that interaction. I need that interaction. We as players need that interaction. I don't feel like it was warranted to be kicked out. There was a back and forth between two grown men. And we said our piece. He said his piece. I said my piece. And then when someone else jumped into it and said their piece.
Here's what I'm going to say, Rob, and then I'll pass it to you. When I first heard and saw what was being said by these two, the woman said LeBron called her the B word. And that bleeped out excerpt we played, she was saying he called me a blanking B. Shut up, you blanking B and all that. And I thought, as wrong as she was, LeBron should not, there's no justification for him calling her that. And however, when we heard the tape of, there's a tape of kind of what transpired on the court, LeBron didn't say that. I mean, maybe it's not on the tape, but he didn't say it. Well, we heard enough where, like, when he was kind of,
in her vicinity.
Yeah, I don't think, and Rob G can chime in if he wants. But I don't think LeBron said that. Like, he really, I don't know what
Rob
he said
G,
to her,
hear,
but
did you see,
he
hear?
Wasn't talking like he said that. He said the dude was an old steroid, ass. Can you say, I guess we can say that. He said
you
that.
Can say ass.
And he said ranky, but, he didn't.
What's ranky?
I don't think he said it. And my point is this. She should not be acute. LeBron James is obviously an internationally known superstar. But he's also known for his philanthropy, all the stuff he does in the community. He has a certain reputation. Now, we know he curses and all that. We've seen him on his shows and stuff. But if he were to just call another man's wife that on the court and say that to some woman, I think that would hurt. That could hurt his reputation. And I just think it's wrong for her to come out and say that when it appears that he didn't say it. I also think for her to jump bad, like, I'm going to F you up, LeBron. I mean, stop it. Just stop it, really? Stop it. You ain't about to do nothing. Now, really, you're trying. What are you trying to do? I mean, jump up in a man's face like you going to. Your husband, I'm sure, can protect himself better than you could. I think, Rob, that she is trying to become like a star. I think she really is trying to become a star.
Well, you pick with LeBron, maybe he'll say something. Yep. You'll get some airtime. There's always a chance of that. But I do believe fans have a particular have some rights. And when they buy tickets, like I've heard players say, fans, they should never boo. The players are out there trying. I don't disagree. I disagree with that. Fans have a right to boo Chris. And show displeasure the way that they cheer.
And I think that, players understand that, right?
Some players, right. I've heard players, I would never boo. No, yes, you would. Do you remember when the Dodgers lost that to Washington, Chris, and everybody walked out of Dodger Stadium? They sell 4 million tickets a year. People love the Dodgers. They were pissed. They were pissed. You wouldn't have walked out? I would have walked out. I'm serious.
Right.
So there's a time where you could be unhappy with your team's play and you don't want to deal anymore, so you boo. You can't start using racist terms and getting in the gutter and calling people names and throwing stuff or any of that stuff is out of bounds, but booing and showing displeasure or razzing somebody, Chris. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference right. between razzing and harassing or being threatening or being vulgar. Those are the things that you don't want, but fans do have certain rights.
No, I agree. I think they can go there and cheer and boo and even talk to the players. LeBron, right. you bum, you know, stuff like that, that's fine. And I think the players get that. LeBron said he likes the back and forth. But when you start cursing, profanity, calling guys out of their names, you know, bum is, you know, acceptable. But when you start calling them, you know, really derogatory expletives and things like that, when you start talking about their family and all that stuff, that to me is when you've crossed the line. And to be honest, Rob, I think vice versa too. I think with players, you can go back and forth with a fan, have fun with them. You know, your team sucks, you know, y'all ain't no, whatever you want to say to
Chris,
him, you know.
Chris, you know.
Talk
this,
about his shoes, his clothes, whatever. But when you start, I don't think a player should be cursing, can be cursing at fans either.
They represent right. the organization, Chris. You can't have that, right? That behavior.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
But you remember around the league when I was covering the NBA back in the 80s, you would go to certain cities. There were guys.
Detroit
there was, that
was
lawyer.
One of the worst, Rob.
Who's that?
Detroit was one of the worst.
The barber,
places.
Right?
Right behind the visiting bench.
Right. The bar. His name was the barber. I can't remember. Leon the Barber. That was his name. Leon the Barber. He used to just ride players the entire game, Chris. And there was a guy, Fickle in Washington, D.C.
In Washington.
Robin Fickle, was that
Wizards.
His name? He was a lawyer.
Yeah, I think that it's something like that.
Something like that. He was another guy who was very loud and vocal.
And players liked it. I mean, they laughed, Robin Fickle. They laughed at Robin that. You know Fickle. What I'm saying? I remember seeing players sitting on the bench. I think it was the Knicks when I was covering
them. Laughing, right?
Laughing at some of the stuff the dude would say. You know, it's because I think they're cool with it like that.
It's a part of the whole thing. You know, like, oh, we going to Detroit. Leon the Barber's going to be on us.
Right.
Somebody got
a
different haircut. Somebody's wearing, you know what I mean? Or something.
Right.
He's going to ride that player all night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. Little fun topic here. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. How far is too far for trash talk when it comes to the fans on both sides, players and fans? And what did you think about LeBron's verbal spat with courtside Karen? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is a Tyshia Tuesday. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today to get yourself a quote. And Rob, the Nets have gotten back into this thing quickly. It's 36-34 Clippers, 3 minutes into the second quarter. So
I am watching.
They've righted the ship. Yes. All right, we also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you have earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the fan gate. How far is too far when fans trash talk with athletes?
All right, let's kick it off with Michael in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys, how you guys doing today?
Doing
great. We are great, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I really appreciate your stance about LeBron on this. It wasn't a huge pro-LeBron. He can do no wrong like Shannon Sharpe thinks. Shannon Sharpe probably thinks he could have gone in the stands and punched that lady in the eye and been okay with it. That being said, you can go too far, I think, first of all, by using the F word. I don't care. Whatever you're saying, if you're using the F word at a player, I think you should be thrown out. I think any racist, derogatory term, you need to be thrown out.
Absolutely.
That being said, we should always let the fans do their thing, scream and yell and say you suck. That's okay with me. Saying you suck, you can't shoot free throws, Shaq, that type of thing. But on LeBron's side, he's calling himself the GOAT the last few years. And he's going to go after some, you know, 20-something white girl in the stands. It's not a good look.
Well, he didn't say anything to her, though. He was talking with her husband, who started it by talking with LeBron.
Right. Supposedly he said, you know, she was whatever. But you guys are kind of saying he didn't.
The B word, yeah. If he did that, that's obviously wrong.
Chris
but I don't
said
think
if he did say it,
oh,
he
yeah,
would be
that,
wrong.
That's terrible.
So yeah.
Right. Totally agree. And I
but
think,
I don't think he did from what I heard.
To me, LeBron is yeah, I probably would agree with you, but I think he's on a slippery slope with some of the things he's starting to get into with fans. And I know a couple of years ago he said something like – somebody said something pretty wrong to him. They were always on his back, and he said something like, I was at your mama's house or something like that. if you guys remember that. It was kind of funny in my opinion. Yeah. They were shooting free throws, and he said something. Somebody was really on him, and I cracked up a lot. But now that I see like a second and third, I'm starting to think he's on a slippery slope, and if he doesn't watch out, it will definitely hurt his, you know, his overall, the way people look at him. So hopefully, you know, this is it for him. I know he, like you said, he's a big philanthropist. You know, he's just into this.
Philanthropist, yep, yep.
Yeah, and you guys didn't really touch on him calling her a Karen, which in these times I thought, if it's a racist term, he's calling her a racist then, right?
Yeah, is it? I don't know that that's viewed as a racist term. Calling her a racist, I guess.
She's out of control. Like,
yeah. I mean, he's putting her in that category. I don't think he's definitely calling her a racist. But
okay, Brian in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thanks for calling in.
Well, so I think it's fair to heckle after a certain amount of years that your team has not made the playoffs. All right, so I think that you can make fun of.
You're talking about heckling your own team.
Yes.
It's very personal, okay? So, yes, I think the Seattle Mariners, you can heckle every single one of their players if you go to watch a game. But also, SaberSonics, we definitely want them back. Love them. You guys, yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Appreciate it.
He didn't have too much to say.
No. Marty in
he just wanted
Marty
to be
in Kentucky. I was going
to
say Marty in Pittsburgh. I can't believe that. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
It's okay, Rob. You know my heart's in Pittsburgh.
I know. That's why I almost said it.
What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas?
Marty, let me ask you this. Did Rob bet you Jordans about Brady?
No.
Okay, because he bet just about everybody else. I'm just saying.
No, River beat me out of a pair of Jordans. He had Brady.
You'd be surprised. River charms people out of a lot of things.
Yeah, I bet.
Courtside Karen, I'm going to tell you my opinion. I think this female is a, and I'm not going to call her a lady, the way she acted on her social media or YouTube or whatever she posted a video on.
Even at the game, it was like, come on, relax.
She's a parasite. She's trying to leech off LeBron's fame. And you guys know that I am not a LeBron fan. But she is trying to leech off LeBron's fame and make a name for herself.
Yep, I agree.
If you're gonna stand up to this 260-pound superior athletic man and say, I'm going to expletive you up. You know, even if he said what she said he said to her, I don't care. She started it. She started the trash talking. So really, I mean, I don't know who to believe, but even if he said what she said, I don't got an issue with it. But she's a parasite. Her lips got more Botox in them than I think I've ever seen.
She got more than Botox, too. I mean, just keeping it real. I agree totally with you.
Got more bleach in her hair than I've ever seen.
You know she was on TMZ today. I don't know if y'all know that.
No,
I'm sure she kept life on every opportunity.
Yep. So I agree with Marty, his premise, that she's trying to make a name for herself, Rob, and maybe get famous.
Well, but that's why LeBron shouldn't even respond, Chris, because you already know where they're going. You just got to ignore it. Unless somebody really says something that's foul or racist, just ignore them. That's what they want is to get
and
to you.
He
to
was
get
talking
your attention.
Mainly with her husband. You know what I mean? And
no,
then
I
she
know,
jumped
but I'm just
in.
Saying
I think
in
he
general,
said something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
unless
yeah.
somebody, the only way I would respond, Chris, I'm gonna be honest.
Look, no
first
you,
I would
Rob,
block,
I would
block
hear
you on
that
Twitter.
You would walk away.
I would block you on Twitter, block you on Instagram, and then I would get security.
I don't believe it. I know you, man. You would not. You would be talking back too. You know you would. Don't be any longtime listener to this show knows. Rob G, would Rob just not say anything?
Of course not. I was there when he had it out at the El Pollo local cashier.
That's right.
And
that's
he's right. like, what do you mean you're out of Diet Coke? I come here every day. This is foul. And I'll block you on my Instagram. And they're like, that's sir, right. I don't follow you on Instagram. Well, you're blocked anyway.
So when she did eventually join in, she couldn't get to me.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Okay. Anyway, we got our man Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM, coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Former NFL general manager, now an analyst with the NFL Network, our friend Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good.
We're good, man. Great to have you on as always. Let's get right to it. Obviously, when these teams met in the beginning, early in the year, it was, I know the final score was 27-24, but Kansas City really had its way with the Buccaneers. Went up 17-0 in the first quarter. Tyreek Hill was on pace to have like 1,000 yards. That sounds crazy, but he was in the first quarter at some point, 1,000 yards receiving. Up 20-7 at halftime, and then Tampa Bay made it a game in the fourth quarter. But what makes you think, if indeed you do, that this will be different come Sunday?
Well, I think Tampa Bay's offense has come together and found an identity and much more fluidity, I guess, in their offense. I mean, Brady's playing outstanding, but Fournette has found his niche. With the offense, Gronkowski's come along. So their offense, to me, has improved dramatically. Now, I think on defense, and I don't think Vita Vea was in the game, but I still think their secondary has problems. If they play zone, they're too loose in their zone. If they play man, I think you can beat their corners with double moves and sudden moves. And it's interesting, Carlton Davis, who was burned in that first quarter, unfortunately, it felt bad for him. Green Bay got one over the top the other day against them in the championship game. So where I think Kansas City, their defenses continue to improve throughout the season. So I think their defense is better than it was then. Tampa's offense, I think, is dramatically better.
Charlie, you said the Bucs offenses together. I disagree with that. And I'm going to disagree from this standpoint, and you help me. I believe the number is 6 of their 7 scoring touchdown drives or something like that. They've come off of turnovers where they've been set up. They've struggled when it's just them taking the ball and driving down the field by themselves. I saw Brady last week. He had the first drive, which was impressive. But if you look in that game against the Saints, the ball was handed to them 4 times, 3 times in the Saints' territory, and they cashed in. But taking the ball in the second half, Tom Brady had 3 interceptions. They really couldn't get anything going. I just don't see their offense as a well. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over to them, I don't think they could score on their own and drive the ball down and win the game.
Well, I think that I'm not going to argue with the points you made, but here's what I think. I think they can run the ball on Kansas City. I think you can run at their defensive ends and you can run at their linebackers. And I think they've got an identity running the football. I think on the corners, you know, they'll press you, but with man beaters, you can beat them. I think you can beat them over the top. The key will be handling the blitz and the disguise of the coverages and I think you got to have 2 game plans against Brady, 1 in the first half, 1 in the second half. So his halftime adjustments mean nothing to him. So I think there is a way for them to win on it. And Tampa's corner, you know, Breland's a guy you can beat. Breland over the top with speed. He's a press guy, but he can't change directions. So, there's some things that they can go after there. Turnovers are going to be part of the game. The whole thing with Mahomes is, you know, they can't get beat over the top. And you've got to have a plan for Kelce where you've got to press him. You've got to double him. And you've got to keep Mahomes in the pocket, which virtually nobody does. You got to change. See, it's interesting. Their pass rush is very effective with 4 men. But they rush the quarterback and play the run on the way. So they're not a team that's disciplined in their pass rush to contain a Mahomes. They're going to have to change the way they play. And if they Charlie, do, that's the best chance.
Charlie Castle, the NFL Network, joining the iCouple. Charlie, Kansas City's going to be without their two starting offensive tackles. And the whole line, to be, you know, somewhat, is just makeshift with a lot of backups in there now. How big of a factor do you think that'll be?
You know, I was thinking San Francisco. San Francisco pretty much had the better of the game until they blew a coverage at the end, and they did it with just their four man rush dominating. Now, you're right. This is a big mismatch problem because they ended the game with Wiley, who was started the year for them as their fifth best lineman, playing right tackle. He can't block Barrett. If that's where they want to put Barrett or JPP. On the other side, you know, Remmers can't block JPP. So both ends can win. Now, the key there is, you know, don't give up the big play to Hill or any of their other receivers because Mahomes will get it off. You know, you're not going to get a sack on every play. But there is the potential they can do what San Francisco does, you know, the pass rush being such a factor in the game that does slow down the offense. So, no, that's a big concern.
Charlie, I want to ask you about the Stafford trade with the Rams and Jared Goff. You know, as a guy who sat in that chair, general manager's chair, made trades or whatever, it just seems as if the Lions fleeced the Rams in this trade with the picks. I know that they didn't want Goff anymore. I get that. But it seemed like they gave up a lot. Is it because it was a buyer's market and there's so many teams looking for quarterbacks?
You know, the report was, and I didn't ask our people about it to get the more background. It said like there was a half a dozen teams involved. I did something on it last Friday, and I think I named six teams that I know were involved definitively. And so the bottom line is there were teams that needed a quarterback, and good teams, playoff teams over the last 2 years. Needed a quarterback going forward. Stafford was available. I said a one and a two. I'd do a one and a two without batting an eye. One this year, two next year. And I think they worked it and they were able to get the future ones. Nothing this year, but the future ones. But they're still ones. They take Goff, and we'll see what happens with Goff in Detroit. From the Rams' point of view. Their view is they have a young, talented team. The quarterback didn't pan out. They were stuck with him because of the contract. They get Stafford, who, and I know we disagree on Stafford.
Yes, we do.
They feel he's an upgrade over Goff. And what was their alternate? They had no alternate. Okay? So to sit there and say you're going to pull off a deal for Deshaun Watson, who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? You got him. You got Stafford there. It's a win-now mode. Young team with now a veteran quarterback who's, you know, an improvement. So,
do the Rams? What's your gut? Do the Rams win the Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years with Stafford?
The answer is no, but I don't know that. I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl in the next couple of years. To be honest with you, I mean, a year ago we wouldn't have thought Tampa was going to be in the Super Bowl. When Brady came, oh, it's going to happen. But then, you know, they struggled during the year. And, you know, then the feeling was it wasn't going to happen. So it's hard to say who's going to be. San Francisco was in the Super Bowl and just was decimated this year. So the Rams are a playoff. They were a playoff team. I think they got a shot to be a playoff team again next year.
That's Charlie Castley, former NFL general manager, now an analyst for the NFL Network. We appreciate the time, Charlie. Thank you.
All right. Have a great week, man.
Yep. You too. Enjoy the game. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming at you. Keep it locked because one sports superstar has taken the slogan work hard, play hard to a whole nother level. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, folks, we know Trash Talking Tuesday is coming up in the next hour at about 6:35 Pacific, 9:35 Eastern. Call in 877-99 on Fox and get your spot so you can trash talk anyone or anything in the world of sports. And Rob Parker does this on deadspin.com every Tuesday. And here's a little something, something from Rob to show you how it's done.
Today, I'm trashing the Los Angeles Rams for getting fleeced in that Matthew Stafford deal with the Detroit Lions. I get it that the Rams fell out of love with quarterback Jared Goff and all his turnovers over the last couple of years. But wow, this is ridiculous. They gave up Jared Goff, 2 first-round picks, and a 3rd-round pick for Matthew Stafford, who hasn't won a playoff game? You heard me right. Stafford spent 12 years in Motown and never won an NFC North, never won a playoff game. The Lions were 0-3 during his tenure. And yes, he did pile up stats, but Detroit sports fans called him Stat Padford for padding his numbers. Pump the brakes in L.A. if you think the Rams are going to the Super Bowl because now they have Matthew Stafford. Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. Jared Goff actually got the Rams to the Super Bowl. This will be interesting as it plays out, but it ain't a layup that Matthew Stafford is going to deliver the Rams to the promised land. I'm Rob Parker. That's my trash. Until next week.
That's right. Till next week.
Well, I don't have a problem with the take, but what was all that racket?
You got to remember, it's a video, so all kinds of sound effects. You know, it's like Alex.
I felt like it was a cartoon, the Road Runner or something. I got to be honest, it took a little away. I was so focused on all this stuff dropping out of the sky and all this junk.
Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, it was a little, but it was, you know, that's how it's done, folks.
Yes.
From the great Rob Parker. And Rob, I want to hear your take on this guy, Neymar, the soccer star.
Yes.
Neymar, the soccer star. He is under fire. Now, you know, he's with Paris Saint-Germain in Brazil. And he's under fire because he's known for parties and hosting these lavish get-togethers with a bunch of big-name people in attendance. And it's just, you know, that's his reputation. And he catches flack for it. So he says that he is not going to stop. All right? So he says, so who doesn't like to party? Everyone likes to have fun. I know when I can go. I know when I can do it, when I can't. Some people think it hurts his performance on the field and all that. He's only 29 years old, Rob. What's your take on this?
He's 29, got a pocket full of money, energy till the end of the moon. I mean, you could tell these guys to cool it and all that other stuff, Chris. It ain't going to happen. 29-year-old guys who don't have any money are trying to get out there and do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So add money to the mix and fame and women trying to be the one, you know, like maybe if I get close to him, maybe I can be the one he picks. You know, like this, all this temptation. You know this, Chris. So I just think the idea of people trying to curtail young guys in that situation and think that they're going to be choir boys and just play sports and kind of back off of that stuff until they retire, forget about it. It ain't happening.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, he's 29 years old. He's young. He's got, you know, the world is his oyster, right? He's got all this money. So he can do what he wants. Any of us. I mean, he's not, as long as he's not hurting people, breaking the law, he can
go out
and do
whatever he wants.
Man,
when I was 29 years old, you know what I was doing? I was dating the hottest female sportscaster in the United States. I was the man in Detroit. I was 29. I had a column. I had a big-time girlfriend. I was like, wow. And I didn't have anything. I was like just a lowly sports writer, Chris.
Yes, yes. Speaking of which, I was talking to someone from Detroit today.
Uh-oh.
And he said, I'm glad you reminded me. He said, tell Rob Parker we need him back in Detroit.
Really?
Rob Parker?
Yes. And I said, hold up. I said, if you had said we want him back in Detroit,
right,
we'll take him if he comes back to Detroit. We can put up with him again. I get it. But we need him?
Yes.
What are you talking about? But no, he said they need you back in Detroit. We're on there, though, right? We're on there. We're on in Detroit.
No, because when they flipped the station, we lost.
Detroit, but they got to get us back on.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all got to get us back on in Detroit.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I'll say quickly about Neymar, though, Rob. Neymar. Your career could be cut shorter. You know what I mean? If you kick it like this. Like Tom Brady, there's a reason he could play till he's 43. You know what I mean? And play this well. And so that you could be hurting yourself, but you're free to do what you want. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.